The Dr. D Show is furnished by NeuroHealth LLC.
You're listening to The Dr. D Show about neuropsychology and well-being. Get the knowledge you must have to live a powerful, positive life. The Dr. D Show. Here for you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Dr. D Show today. It is wonderful to have you with us. The topic of today, I think, is so crucial and important and essential in brain health and in functioning of many individuals who suffer from various kinds of medical conditions that I've decided that this is a good topic to bring about. And it's often a taboo topic. It's often something that maybe we ignore in the medical community or environment, or we don't really properly, let's say, follow up on or address unless the patient makes a big point out of it. As a reminder, I am a neuropsychologist, and one of my specialty areas are dementia, so I work with the aging population, but I also work with all sorts of individuals who suffer from chronic mental health conditions. One of the things that we have now, one of the most popular shows that we have, is called Masters of Sex. We've got that, and it's an incredible show. I actually watch very little television. This is a show I made myself watch. First of all, because maybe on my nerdy side, I'm a researcher, and this is a story about a very talented doctor and his companion on research products, but also because sexuality, the ability to function within a relationship and feel validated, feel intimate, feel loved, and provide your spouse and yourself with a very essential need, which is sexuality, is something that comes about all the time with people that we treat in the medical community. And you know, more often than not, we know that there are solutions. There are pharmaceutical solutions. Most popular one, commonly used, is Viagra. But essentially, every medication that we take has side effects, and not everybody reacts well to every type of medication. And what's really real, part of the reality for many people, is that taking a medication means that it has to interact with the other medications that you're taking. And often they come with side effects. So when you have already a person that is already on 2, 3, 5 medications, now you're going to add another medication to their mix, it can really be a more challenging, difficult thing for the long run. And so one you know, area of interest that I had was really, are there other solutions? It's always important to think about, are there other solutions, herbal, natural solutions, to deal with sexual dysfunction specifically today that we'll talk about, which is desire, increase the desire to be intimate, physically intimate with your partner. And so with that in mind, we came up with this, my search came up with this very exciting product called Hot Rocks. And I'm going to spell that to you because the spelling is different than what you would think. It's H-O-T, hot, and then rocks, R-A-W-K-S. And why is it rocks? Because the raw component has to do with the ingredients, with the unique makeup of ingredients that go into this product. So this is essentially an herbal supplement that helps individuals who need to increase their desire, would like to increase their desire to be sexually active, and perhaps for many kinds of reasons. And today, by the way, we'll talk about some of those reasons that I'm familiar with and that other doctors are familiar with that reduce your desire to function sexually. It is important, and we have to address it because it will affect your marriage. It will affect the stability of your life. It affects the way that you see yourself. We must face how sensitive we get when we're not able to, A, satisfy our needs, our physical needs, and B, satisfy our loved one, and C, how we see ourselves when we fail in that area. And so with that in mind, I want to introduce one of the co-owners and partners in this process of this interesting supplement, Idan Burstein. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's nice to have you on. And Idan, what I want to do today is go into a conversation about your product and how unique it is and what it can do for people.
Absolutely.
So Idan is the co-owner of Raw Nation, which produces Hot Rocks, the product. And the product was actually invented or created by Julie.
Yes.
Who was the mind behind this product. Can you tell us a little bit about Julie?
Well, Julie is a unique individual. Besides the fact she's very beautiful and very attractive, she's also kind of a herb nerd. She was a single mom. She was diagnosed about 25, 26 with Crohn's disease. And she didn't want to go into the regular medical stuff to get rid of it. She found an alternative. She found a book about the benefits of the raw and organic diet and everything. And she got involved with that, and she practiced it, and she adopted it into her lifestyle, and she actually cured herself from Crohn's disease within a couple of months, actually.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, so that kind of installed in her the need to learn more, to understand more about that raw and organic lifestyle, and she really became an activist, going to retreats, reading books, and she really wanted to help people. So she came up with a product after a few years that... which is basically a sexual supplement made out of raw organic superfoods, but it's also from a company that wants to educate and kind of explain to people about that lifestyle and how it can benefit their life rather than going into prescription medication.
And we're going to talk today about the herbs that go into this supplement and why the selection of these herbs was so important. Before we get to that, I want to mention, you know, people don't think about that because they, you know, they think, well, okay, who really suffers from a sexual desire? Like, don't we all have sexual desire all day long? I mean, you talk to men and they say, what is it? On average, men think about sex about 40 to 60 times or, you know, a day. So you're thinking, well, who really has a problem with sexual desire? By the way, I found out that pigs are very sexually active. You should read about it. It's a crazy thing. Yeah. But other than that, so you know, who really has sexual desire problems? Well, let me challenge you on this a little bit, our listeners, okay? Let me challenge you on this. Let me read the list of medical conditions that cause sexual desire problem, okay?
Okay.
And tell me if you can think about some people that suffer from that. So, high blood pressure.
Absolutely.
How common is high blood pressure?
It's very common.
So common. Cancer.
Oh.
Two out of three. Unfortunately, the numbers of individuals who suffer from cancer is increasing. We're getting to the point where two out of three people above a certain age are more likely to develop cancer. So it's becoming, unfortunately, so common. People that suffer from cancer have either for a temporary time or for a long duration of time, even permanently, can suffer from a sexual desire problem. What about coronary heart disease? Individuals who suffer from heart disease. Okay, this is one of the two most common conditions that actually eventually end up with mortality rates. So that's important to understand. Individuals who have sexually transmitted diseases. Individuals who actually somehow, one way or another, were diagnosed with STDs start developing sexual desire problems. A lot of people don't know that. Neurological issues. That's a big one. Individuals with brain injury, concussions, and a whole load of different problems. And I'll tell you that it's also adults who are diagnosed with autism, Asperger's, have a higher chance of developing sexual desire problem. Diabetes.
Oh.
Diabetes is so common, and that's a big one. Arthritis. Okay, individuals start developing bone problems, having a harder time keeping their desire going. Another one that a lot of people don't know about, as we age, we start losing all functioning of all types of hormones in the body. We start having a reduction in essential hormones. Men naturally go through some reduction of testosterone, and for some of them, there could be a more drastic decrease in that, especially when it accompanies one of the conditions, the medical conditions that I mentioned. So I just listed, you know, several conditions that all of us can know somebody that has this type of problem. And so all of these and much more affect sexual desire. And so there is a big room for an option for people that is a healthier option, that's something that they can take long term, something that is not associated with serious side effects, something that might not affect the functioning of other medications. And I will say, always consult with the physician that's treating you. So that's an important disclaimer. Every time you add something to your diet, obviously you need to consult with your doctor. But it's important to understand, you know, hot drugs gives an opportunity for somebody to have a solution, another solution other than medications. And I will also say, and you know, we'll talk about that a little bit more after our break, that there is a huge issue of desire for individuals who struggle with a psychological condition. So trauma, more than 50% of people will experience trauma in their life one time or another. So it's actually a very common condition. People don't know that about trauma, but it's really, really common. And a certain percent of individuals will develop post-traumatic stress disorder and anxiety, all of the different types of anxiety-related disorder. And as soon as anxiety starts kicking in, what do you think happens to sexual desire?
Goes down.
And physical functioning, actually being able to physically perform. So the desire leaves, it goes out the window as soon as you start having psychological issues. And so we need to, now, how many people are diagnosed with a psychological disorder? How many people struggle with that and might have a difficulty then with you know, maintaining a desire and functioning in the relationship? A lot of people. Depression, when people become severely and chronically depressed. So with that in mind, before we're going to go into more areas, and Idan, I want to hear all about those amazing ingredients that are going into your product. Now, you told me you're going to do something special for my listeners. So how can people buy this product?
Well, they can go to the website. It's www.hotrawks.com, spelled H-O-T-R-A-W-K-S, like you said. And we have a special discount for them they can use at the promo code. Put Dr. D, which is D-R for doctor, and D, D-E-E, and they get a special discount.
Wonderful. So it's D-R-D-E-E for the code that you can put in, and the website is www.hotrawks.com. With that in mind, we're going to go to commercials.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friends at Chamonix just got this letter from Doris of Boca Raton, Florida. I love Chamonix. My skin has never looked better, and my friends can't believe how much younger I look. With Esotique XV, the appearance of my fine lines and wrinkles have diminished. The results have made me feel and look great, thanks Chamonix. Well, what better way to start 2017 than by looking 15, even 20 years younger? Take my advice, call Chamonix right now and try Esotique XV absolutely risk-free. And now, for the very first time, you can get Chamonix's brand new Genucel Dark Circle Treatment absolutely free with your order. And Genucel Dark Circle Treatment precisely targets the dark circles under and around the eyes for a beautiful and flawless look. 800-631-6443, 1-800-631-6443, and try Esotique XV for yourself right now. And when you order, Chamonix is also going to throw in the top-selling Genucel for bags and puffiness as well. You can order online at xvbeauty.com or pick up the phone and dial 800-631-6443. That's xvbeauty.com from Chamonix.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-324-0629 and use promo code KABC. That's 800-324-0629. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code KABC.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Wake up! Wake up! With Doug McIntyre in the morning.
Millennials are spending more on coffee than they are on the future.
But if you don't have your coffee, then you're not going to function well at your job. You're not going to have any money.
And you get fired. That's a great rationalization. This is how Randy Wang does it. This really is how you do it.
This is how I drink a cup of coffee before I come in, three cups off my Keurig when I'm here, and I buy an iced tea from Del Taco on the way to work.
On the way to, that's just to get here.
That's just to start.
Yeah, what goes on the rest of the day?
I sleep.
McIntyre in the morning. 5 to 10 on KABC.
You're listening to The Dr. D Show about neuropsychology and well-being.
Get the knowledge you must have to live a powerful, positive life.
The Dr. D Show. Here for you.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Dr. D Show today. It is wonderful to have you with us. I am a clinical and forensic neuropsychologist bringing to you education about the brain, health, and all sorts of solutions out there you might be able to use and consider for various kinds of conditions. With that in mind, we've got Idan here talking to us about his very unique product, Hot Rocks. And what I thought about doing now is, Idan, ask you some questions about the special and unique combination of herbs that the product has.
Perfect. So we have a bunch of products inside. I have to mention that they're all organic and raw. We get them organic from where we get them from, and we manufacture them in a raw way. So you really get the purest and most potent product that you can possibly get. We don't heat them, we don't dry them, we don't do anything with them. You get them as they are, so you get the most benefits that they have. And we have a bunch of products inside. I can't talk about everything, but the very famous one is cacao, which everybody knows. It's chocolate, it's the raw chocolate, but the benefits of it are very, very much like, you know, like Julie used to say, like, you know, a lot of people don't know why they give chocolates and roses in Valentine's Day, because in the old days, chocolate, the raw chocolate, used to be an aphrodisiac. It's a natural aphrodisiac, and that's one of the ingredients that are inside. We have a very unique product that we bring from Brazil, which is called Catuaba bark, which is maybe the X factor of Hot Rocks. That is.
Let me stop you here. What does that mean?
Because that's you know, if you go to Brazil, it's very popular on the shelves. You don't have it in the United States, and it's very hard to get it in. We bring it organic, so it's very tough to bring this product. But it's called, in Brazil, it's called the Brazilian Viagra. And Brazil is such a sexual culture. Mm-hmm. Everybody's so sexy over there. So we have that inside.
There's something about Latin people, I'm
yes,
telling you.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I live in Miami, so we get that all the time. We have maca, which is, as we go along, we see how maca, everybody adopts it. It's a really, really important product for sexuality, for vitality, for stamina and stuff like that. Obviously, any product you can read, if you go into our website, you can read about. We have an ingredients page over there that you can read about. We have ginseng, which everybody knows what it is. We have tribulus, which athletes takes, which is a very important product because a lot of people, most of the sexual problems that we have involve testosterone levels. And what tribulus does, it balances it within men and women. And it's very important also to say that Hot Rocks is for men and women, not necessarily only for men, because we don't work on functionality over there. We work on desire, we work on mood, on energy, on overall vitality. And that's what the product works on.
You know why I love what you're saying? Because sexual desire disorder for women is actually a pretty big problem. And also, just being able to even reach an orgasm for women, sometimes there are staggering numbers of 70% of women not being able to reach an orgasm, and they sort of fake it through the act. And so this is sort of like a silent epidemic.
Absolutely.
Now, take a woman, it's already, for an average woman, and physiologically, for a woman, it takes longer, okay, to achieve full satisfaction from the relationship. Add to that medical issues, and you're getting a really big problem.
We have been 7 years in the market now, so it's quite a while, and we're getting tons of feedback and emails and responses from a lot of people, and a lot of women come to us, and I think we have some babies that were considered to be named hot trucks. It really helped a lot of couples, a lot of women, a lot of men, from getting back or maintaining or strengthening a little bit of what they lost. It balances the mood. If you're a married couple, it helps with the kids in the house and with problems at work. And sometimes you lose that feeling. Hot trucks can help you. Hmm. It's a daily supplement, so it's not something that you take when you feel like in the mood. This is something that you need to take on a daily basis. It doesn't cost a lot. It's about $1 a day. And it's a really unique product. One of the things that I wanted to talk about also is that we have cayenne inside, and a lot of people, that's where the word hot, when we say hot rocks, cayenne is pepper. And it's got a lot of qualities on its own, but it works also as a catalyst. It basically takes everything else that we have inside and actually magnifies it to be more potent, more effect because of cayenne, which is something that people should know about cayenne by itself.
But it's really the combination of herbs, I think, for many people that can be more effective. Because we know, one thing that we know about herbs is that there's something to say about the absorption of the herbs and not just taking them. And when you take herbs together that complement each other, and that's a concept that you have in herbology in Chinese medicine, when you take herbs that support each other together, you are increasing the chance significantly of those herbs to actually have the effect that you're looking for.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I want to talk about run down even a list of psychological issues that affect desire. Because it's not just medical conditions. It's also psychological issues.
Absolutely.
Interestingly enough, the percent of individuals, roughly, that research says of individuals who suffer from depression in the United States, for example, is about 20%.
Wow.
1 out of 5 people suffer from clinical depression. The number of individuals who suffer from anxiety disorders that I mentioned is about 18%, okay, 15 to 18%. Very big number. Then take into that individuals who are suffering, like I said, from autism, individuals who are suffering from addictions. When you start getting involved with various kinds of addictions, it's going to take a toll on your body and affect your ability to develop healthy desire. Let's talk about eating disorders. Okay, I have patients with eating disorders problems who have significant difficulty dealing with maintaining their healthy sexuality. I want to talk about the fact that there is pressure in certain types of societies, especially religious, more conservative societies, to maybe not address and pay attention sometimes to sexuality the way that we should. But the reality says that no matter what environment you're coming from, sexuality is going to be a need. And it's a need in a relationship. And the whole point of being faithful and to somebody you're married to is so you two can provide each other with the needs that you need as a human being and as a couple and not have to solicit that on the outside. So when couples struggle with low desire, this is something that needs to be addressed in the relationship, because eventually your spouse that's not going to be able to get the needs, the physical need that they have, is going to struggle with staying in the relationship.
Yes.
And one very sad thing that you don't want to see, and it's sad to see when you have two good people that are not managing this type of problem, and then one of them eventually goes and tries to find satisfaction outside of the relationship. Okay, and so to me, when we address that, when we look at problems of sexual desire and we say, no, we're not going to shove it under the carpet, we're going to address it, whether you are conservative or religious or shy, you still need to address this type of problem, because sexual functioning is a part of a marriage. It's a part of a relationship, and it cannot be ignored.
Absolutely.
And I prefer knowing that we save a marriage by helping somebody get back the desire that they need. Okay, save that marriage, save that relationship, let this couple bloom, rather than not addressing it and having one person going outside and then hurting their loved one.
Not only that, you mentioned a lot of depression, a lot of diseases before even that, and people take prescription medication for that. And when you take prescription medication, obviously side effects comes along, especially with lack of energy, lack of sexuality, lack of desire, stuff like that. A lot of people turn into Viagra and into Cialis. And, you know, these are also prescription medications that come with their own side effects, that even once you take other medication, they don't even have any effect and can really hurt you. One good thing about hot trucks is that it doesn't have any side effects. These are pure superfoods, herbs. These are supplements. These are good nutrition by itself. People buy them in the supermarket by itself. These are known products. Some of them are known, some of them are less. And the combination, like you said, the synergy of these products are even making it even a better solution. We obviously have, if anybody wants to try it, we have a 30-day money-back guarantee. There's nothing to lose here. This is a really unique product, about $1 a day. Go into our website and you'll see it.
I was going to ask, how much does it cost, $200?
No. We keep it, it's a daily supplement, so we keep it about $1 a day. We have different methods of buying it. If you go to the website, www.hottrucks.com, you'll see over there the ways that you can buy it. Obviously, it's about $1 a day. 30-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose, no side effects. A lot of testimonials, guys, a lot of testimonials. If you go in there, you'll see people that we did not pay to. We have a doctor from Atlanta, which is an alternative medical center over there. We have a...
And they did not get paid.
Did not get paid. We have a rock star drummer from Skid Row. We have a married couple. People really wanted to come forward and have... a say, and we get a lot of testimonials, but we did go out and video a couple of them, and I encourage you guys, go to www.hottrucks.com, see the testimonials, read a little bit about it, buy yourself a hot trucks, 30-day money back guarantee, about $1 a day.
So if it doesn't work, they can return it.
Of course.
Fair enough. I don't know what else we could say, but it's you know, I think, again, we have to address that. That's very important. And I love the fact that your product has so many positive factors to it. So, Idan, again, where can the listeners find out about your product?
Well, they can go to our website, www.hottrucks.com. Again, spelled HOTRAWKS, because it's hot, raw, KS. HOTRAWKS.com.
Wonderful. With that in mind, we're going to go into commercials, and we'll be right back with you.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to bollandbranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code DOZE. Bollandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code DOZE.
I hate rats so much. I scream like a girl. I run away. I freak out. I get shivers. I lose control of...
This is the best news of my life, Bernard. Steve, have you heard this? Now, when I get these offensive pictures, I'm just going to send you back rat photos. Just disgusting rat photos. It'll be videos.
No, I'm going to murder you. And then I'm going to bury you in a pile of feces.
Rat feces? Yeah, that's true.
Recognize.
Thank you for that.
Dr. Drew. Midday Live. With Mike Catherwood. Weekdays noon to 3 on KABC.
You're listening to The Dr. D Show about neuropsychology and well-being.
Get the knowledge you must have to live a powerful, positive life.
The Dr. D Show. Here for you.
Welcome back to the Dr. D Show. This is Dr. D Gaines. I'm a clinical and forensic neuropsychologist here educating about the brain, mental health, and all sorts of medical conditions. The topic today is a topic should not be a taboo because it affects so many people's lives. It affects so many couples, relationships, and there's many more people who suffer from what we call sexual desire disorder than we realize. I mentioned several medical conditions, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, and all kinds of other conditions that affect sexual desire and reduce it. But I also mentioned depression, and depression is so common. 20% of the population, roughly, has a clinical level of depression, and there's a certain percent of people who suffer from depression that are not clinically diagnosed. Depression is a well-known libido killer, okay? And what makes it even worse is that antidepressants, that we, this is the group of medications that we often use to treat depression, antidepressants on themselves or by themselves actually reduce sexual desire. So now you've got the depression that's contributing to that, and you've got the antidepressants that are contributing to that. So you've got a lot that's going into that. And then if you've got somebody who has doesn't exercise, overweight, that's going to reduce their libido. So I'm here with Idan, who's representing his very unique product today, Hot Rocks. H-O-T-R-A-W-K-S. It's an herbal, natural product that helps increase sexual desire. Idan, tell us more about our product.
Well, like we said before, we're all organic. We have ingredients inside that are raw, and we bring them from all over the world, but we manufacture it in the United States. It's something that you need to take on a daily basis. It's not something that will have a instant effect. This is not what we are about. We're about something that you eat. You are what you eat. So whatever you put into your body is we're trying to give you. That's basically the word, what a supplement is getting some stuff that you don't get from your daily diet on a regular basis in order to help you and put some more benefits. And what we have inside, each and every ingredient has an effect within the realm of energy, within the realm of blood flow, within the realm of fluid flow, within the realm of doing stuff to your body on a normal basis. Now, it doesn't mean that something's going to happen in a, you know, like when you take something that has a chemical effect. This has nothing to do with chemical effect.
That's a very important point that you're saying, the one about how quickly people will see a difference. By the way, and that point that I'm going to be mentioning now is not just about this particular formula of herbs, but in general, you know, we are a society that wants an instant fix, an instant solution. And in that regard, certain medications, pharmacological traditional medications, sometimes can really knock you out or do whatever it is that they need to do pretty immediately. The approach in herbal medicine, in Chinese medicine, in holistic medicine and world, is that it changes your body with time. Your body changes and adjusts to things and heals and does the progress that it needs to do with time. And that's why when you have a supplement that works for you, you need to continue and take that. My husband is a Chinese medicine doctor, and the way it works with his patients, he has a good percent of female patients who suffer from decrease in certain types of functioning and regulation in the time as they age, okay? Regulation of their hormones and body functioning. And what the herbs do is they really, really help in regulating and help regulating those factors in the body that become imbalanced. And I will tell you that when the herbs work, they will continue to take them for years because it's what's working for them, the formula that works for them, and they will take it monthly. And so herbs do work that way because they are not as aggressive, but they develop their impact on the body over time.
Absolutely.
And so it's not just your formula that it's important to understand that rather than trying to find, as I said, a quick fix that often many times can actually have repercussions.
I always say when people ask me about the product is to think about it like from a perspective of getting sick, getting with the flu. That vitamin C sometimes helps you. So vitamin C is known to help you stay healthy. Vitamin C is not going to make you invulnerable to getting a flu or getting sick, but it is going to help you by helping you raise the immune system, and there's other products that do that. Hotrox is the same thing. We've put a couple of ingredients inside that are individually good, but also together they're even better. Because they work, some of them work together even better. And what it does is that it's going to maintain sometimes strength, sometimes even bring back something that you've lost. Like we said, this is not something that's made for men. It's made also for men and for women. So couples can take it together. We have a lot of couples that buy it together. You know, we are considered, you know, a sexual supplement, but we're more in the health industry than the sexual industry because we are a healthy supplement. Everything within Hotrox is something that people buy on the outside. Like I said, there's no side effects, nothing.
And so, that's what I liked about it. And, you know, a big percent of the population that I treat and that neuropsychologists deal with are individuals who have brain injury, or who are aging and have what we call neurodegenerative disorders. Okay, disorders of the brain. As the brain ages, start developing deterioration of the brain. And as that occurs, the person is likely, more individuals are likely to have a sexual desire disorder. And so many patients do not want to have another medication. They do not want to take another medication. And they're concerned about what effect it's going to have on them. And so part of my search was, what else is out there that I can use? Is there an alternative to regular medications? Is there something out there that I can try? And, you know, for doctors and clinicians, we have to think outside of the box. Now, psychologists are not allowed to recommend medications, by the way. This is outside of our scope. We have actual MDs and physicians. They're allowed to do so. But what we can do is we can open the door for MDs and physicians to learn more about the kind of options that are out there that are more natural. Doctors are trained many times to go in a more traditional approach, but the most leading individuals and experts in the field of medicine look every day for herbal solutions. We need to understand that even typical medications, many of them started from a natural place.
Yeah.
And so we need to go back to that place of looking at the natural solutions and exploring more of how those ones can be helpful to us. So, Idan, could you mention again, please, what you're doing for my listeners in terms of being able to buy this product?
Well, obviously, we're a guest on your show today, so we want to give them an extra discount by if they go to the website www.hotrox.com, which is spelled HOTRAWKS.com. If they put the coupon code, the promo code, Dr. D, DRDEE, Dr. D, they'll get an extra discount. And it's good also to say that, you know, well, you said that there isn't anything out there that's like ours. We're the only, only organic supplement out there that is for men and women both. You won't find anything like that. We've been 7 years on the market. There's companies that come up with these crazy advertisement, and then they disappear within a few months. We've been in the market for 7 years. We've established ourselves. We have credibility. Our founder, Julie Wilson, is a... The people can go to the website also and see her video and understand what we are. And I 100% encourage anybody that's listening to just go to the website and get yourself a bottle, 30-day money-back guarantee, and try it out and give it time within the system. Give it time and really the anticipation of it. Don't think that something's going to happen from an instant situation. It's going to happen... Something, the way that I know how people feel hot trucks is when they forget to take it, they go on a trip and they forget to take it. They take it on a regular basis and then they forget to take it and 5 days they don't take it and then they feel. Because sometimes you get used to increased stamina.
We actually have a description to that in general, by the way, in medicine and science, is that when your body gets used to something and you feel good about it, you start feeling like you're feeling good because you're just feeling good. So you stop taking the medication or you stop taking the herb, and then suddenly you start feeling the effect.
Yes.
We have that with psychiatric, by the way, medications with individuals who have a mental health diagnosis. Many times they go on the medication, they feel better. So then they feel, oh, I don't need the medication anymore. Well, part of the reason why they felt better was because the medication was working and was balancing them.
Exactly.
So that's a good point there. Okay, so with that in mind, before we're finishing, Idan, again, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for
having
us.
Thank you for bringing a product to the population that, you know, is needed. And it's a very important option that people should have. For this very real problem that we on the clinician side see this problem a lot, and maybe not always, that problem doesn't always gets addressed. So with that in mind, Idan, could you please give your website just one more time?
It's www.hotrucks.com, which is spelled HOTRAWKS, and put Dr. D and the promo code to get a little bit of extra discount.
D-R-D-E-E. That would be that code.
Yes.
With that in mind, I hope everyone, for all kinds of individuals that suffer with all kinds of problems and different stages in life, to have a healthy sexuality and intimacy and functioning for better well-being of their relationships with their loved ones.
Amen.
With that in mind, we're going to commercials. We will be coming back to the Dr. D Show, so do not leave town.
Do you think that she as a mother goes, I'm going to like her more. I'm going to love her more. It doesn't work that way.
Oh, it totally does.
I could easily say to you, my parents put me up for adoption and then went on to have two daughters. Oh, my God. They love them more. They gave me away.
Let me ask you this question.
No, they gave me away because they were young.
What was the first thing your birth mother said when she walked into your house?
You know, now you're going to use this against me. She said, oh, my God, I gave the wrong one away. But I will say in her defense, it's because I had makeup on and because I was like her. Okay, I'm proving your point. Shut up. Let's take a call.
The Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You're listening to The Dr. D Show about neuropsychology and well-being.
Get the knowledge you must have to live a powerful, positive life.
The Dr. D Show. Here for you.
Welcome back to the Dr. D Show. This is Dr. D Gaines, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, providing to you a show, an educational show about the brain and psychology and well-being. Today, we covered earlier the topic of sexuality, sexual desire disorder, and how important it is in the treatment of patient population. One other area I want to talk about today before we finish is the very controversial case right now that's on the media. The Charleston church shooter has been making claims to the jury as saying nothing is wrong with me psychologically. Essentially, the shooter is indicating that he is filled with certain kind of thoughts and ideas about how he sees the world, how he sees the population, and he went ahead and acted on those thoughts. The big question would be, well, is he insane or not? You know, is he responsible for his behavior or not? Is he mentally ill? How are we going to see this person, and what is the determinant of that? Well, in his opening statement during penalty phase on his trial on Wednesday, the shooter, Dylan Roof, explained his reasons for acting, as was supported as he's acting as his own attorney. And he said that he wanted to prevent his lawyers from introducing mitigating evidence about his mental health, and he wanted the jury to, or the jurors, to ignore anything the defense team may have to say about this topic. Interestingly enough, he had his own idea of how he wants to represent himself. He's essentially, just as a reminder for everyone, his behavior around right before the shooting, his communication with individuals and with society, was one that often some would describe as a white supremacist. But what we call it is a racially tuned individuals who are filled with the perspective of seeing one race as superior over another. And essentially, that's the place that he was at least communicating from. In the massacre that he was causing in 2015, individuals died as a result. He basically walked into a church and shot people. And what's very important to understand is that his explanation of that was very much has to do with his racial connotation. Now, is that kind of a person, if somebody sees themselves better than others for one reason or another, they have an ideology that contradicts the general ideology of equality, of races, fairness, justice to everyone. They see the world opposite to that. No, other races are better than others. Certain races should not exist, which is really that perspective. Does that make them insane? If somebody doesn't agree with you and they see the world differently than you, does that by definition make them insane? And typically, it doesn't. Typically, somebody is allowed to have a different way of seeing the world. So how do you classify when something is insane? It's a very difficult question. What's important to understand is that in terms of from the legal perspective, somebody needs to, whether we deem them insane or not, the main question is, were they responsible for their actions? Did they knowingly do what they did? Did they know the ramifications of their actions? If they understood the ramifications and acted with a clear mind, what does it mean, clear mind is a question by itself, right? But if they knew what they're doing and they knew what it's going to cause, generally speaking, they would often be deemed responsible for the act and legally liable. So as foreign as an ideology is to you, an ideology doesn't by itself make somebody insane. If we believe that there are spirits around, walking around and affecting us, okay, does that make somebody insane? We have to be very careful with that, because there are all kinds of religions and all kinds of beliefs and systems of belief. Some people believe that there's aliens that come and visit us. Other people believe that there are spirits that actively interfere in our day-to-day life. Let's go to a place where some people think it's also insane. Some people say, well, thinking about God is insane. Believing in God is insane. How far do you go with that question? So we need to separate what we feel is psychologically sane or not with the fact that different people have different ideologies. Having a different ideology than yours, or having a different ideology from the rest of society, doesn't necessarily make you insane. And by that, as long as the person knew what they're going to do, they knew the ramifications, he knew he's going to take the lives of other people, and that person decided to go ahead and do that, they may be legally responsible for their action. And by the way, just by, let's say, just having a mental health disorder. Well, he has a mental illness. He wasn't responsible for his actions. Well, there's a lot of people with mental illness who don't go kill people. In fact, vast majority of people who have a mental health problem do not go kill people. So you can't say necessarily, well, somebody has schizophrenia, that's why he killed. Somebody has bipolar, that's why he killed. No. Just having a mental health disorder by itself does not mean that the person had a reason to kill or that it caused them to kill another person. So the question is a very complicated question. And clinicians and experts, what we normally do is we do a very careful psychological testing and assessment of the person. And we look at various factors, by the way. And that's something that I do regularly, monthly for a living, okay? We have to be very, very careful when we do that process. We look at different things. We give tests that look into the effort of the person. We have to clarify what is their psychological profile, what type of mental health problems do they have, what is their level of understanding, are they trying to fake it or not, okay? Are they trying to trick the situation? We call it trick is a non-professional word, okay? We have actual words for it. And we look, we have to basically analyze so many different factors and add them together into a psychological profile and then say, what is the likelihood that that person is mentally ill or not? What is the severity of their mental illness? What is their worldview? Typically, when somebody does everything against common sense, where it actually ends up harming them, where they really don't understand what they're doing, where they don't understand the ramifications. And it's not like they don't understand because they sit there and they go, well, I just don't understand anything. That's not that. It becomes more complicated than that. Just because they say they don't understand it doesn't mean, obviously, that we, the clinicians, would say, oh, well, they just didn't understand it. We have very complicated, well-developed tests, by the way, to examine and figure out those questions. And they, and those, you know, a good clinician that comes up with, by the way, with the profile, it's based on measures that we consider, some of them subjective, but most of them more objective measures. And that profile would be ultimately translated fairly similarly by another expert of the same educational level. So it becomes very complicated because often, you know, both sides of the equations, both sides of the legal situation will bring experts to analyze the data. But with that in mind, my point in that is that the process is very complicated, is that having a mental illness by itself doesn't deem somebody not responsible for their actions, that having mental illness by itself doesn't mean that they're going to end up being violent or killing people, and that the process of understanding whether somebody was responsible for their action or not is a lot more complicated than seems to be. And as difficult as it is for us to see somebody be racially oriented and full of hate and anger, you know, we want to call it insane. But as difficult as it is for us to see that, that by itself is not going to dismiss them from the responsibility of their actions. I'm sure that every single one of us would want to see Hitler pay the price for what he did and the many people that he murdered. And I think that if we said, well, he was just insane, therefore he wasn't responsible for his actions, I think we would have a very big problem. So with that in mind, I hope you enjoyed the show today. Email me at www.drdegaines.com, drdegaines.com. I wish all of you healthy, beautiful, inspiring, powerful, and educated way of life for the next week. Be well.
The Dr. D Show is furnished by NeuroHealth LLC.